Hi guys, welcome again to Simplified RSA, the guys who makes it looks easy. Our question for today relates to trigonometry, and it's nothing much. We just have to prove the following identity. So basically, we just have to prove if the left-hand side is indeed equals to the right-hand side. So let's do the question. So here is the situation we are facing with. Nothing really complicated here. We just have to prove that the left-hand side is indeed equals to the right-hand side of this equation. Hence, my proof should focus to the side that is more complicated to try to simplify it to be more similar or to be the same as the other side. So to me, the left-hand side is less complicated than the right-hand side. So to prove this, I can target the right-hand side. So now, my right-hand side, the right-hand side of this equation is sec squared theta plus tan theta sec theta. So I'm selecting the left-hand side to see if it's going to be the same as the right-hand side. Using my trigonometric rules, I can write sec squared theta as 1 cos squared theta plus tan theta can be written as sine theta over cos theta multiplied by sec theta can be written as 1 over cos theta as well. So we have this case. Simplifying this further, we can see that this is the same as much as I have 1 over cos squared theta here, it's going to be plus. Here I have sine theta times 1, it's going to be sine theta all over cos theta times cos theta, it's going to be cos squared theta. Now I have this situation here. And then clearly from here, we can see that I can simplify this by further saying, if I take the lowest common denominator here, I will have cos squared theta. Cos squared theta goes how many times into cos squared theta? It goes once. 1 times 1, it's going to be 1. Plus cos squared theta goes once into cos squared theta. 1 times sine theta is going to be sine theta like that. So I have this situation here. Simplifying this further, I know that my right-hand side is going to be the same as 1 plus sine theta all over. I can write cos squared theta as 1 minus sine squared theta because we know that cos squared theta plus sine squared theta is equals to 1. Therefore, to simplify this further, I will have 1 plus sine squared theta is all over. I can factorize this somehow if you understand your quadratic functions or using the square of two factors. So factorizing this is going to be 1 minus sine theta into 1 plus sine theta. I know that somehow if I multiply this throughout, I'll get that value as well. So now we're getting somewhere. You can see that this is identical to that, meaning now this will cancel that. And then I'm left with 1 over 1 minus sine theta, which proves that this is indeed equals to that. And then for your final answer, you say, therefore, the left-hand side is indeed equals to the right-hand side. So this is how you answer the question like this, where you have to prove the identity. So basically, this is how you prove an identity under trigonometry. All you need to do is just to prove if the left-hand side is indeed the right-hand side. Sometimes it's going to be sometimes it's going to be the left-hand side that has the complicated side of the equation. Sometimes it's going to be the right-hand side that has the complicated side of the equation. You just choose the one that you think is going to be leading you to can prove that the left-hand side is indeed equals to the left-hand side. So feel free to send us an email if you have any inquiries about our private lessons. Otherwise, you can drop us any question you may have on our WhatsApp or on an email, and then we can call you and assist you on a once-off event where we can record the conversation through the video. I'm Mr. Maimani. This is Simplified RSA, the guys who makes it looks easy, and we are your number one learning platform. You can also access our learning platform through Spotify. So if you go to Spotify and search for Learning Channel, or alternatively, search for Simplified underscore RSA, you can have access of our teaching videos.